Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency 2016, Season 1, Episode 1, Horizons. Yes, I am. I was awake. I've been awake. Where are you? It's time. I'm on my way. Is it? Is where I am? I'm almost there already. So everything's great. Good morning, Buttercup. Where's my money, Dorian? Dorian, stop. Where's my money? Gave you the money, Dorian. Where's the goddamn rent? I paid you rent. Paid you yesterday. Don't tell me what you did or didn't do. You don't know what happened yesterday. You're not a historian. I'm just okay. Are you a historian? No, I want my money today. $600. I swear to God, I'll kill you. If you screw with me again, damn it. Nah, yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to call the cops? Go ahead. No, you won't. You know why? Because I got you. Money. I want my money today. My $600. The Spring family is notoriously reclusive. Cannot be reached for comment at this time. If you or anybody you know has information on the whereabouts of Linda Spring, please contact the number below. Where's the goddamn rent? My $600. I swear to God, I'll kill you. Where's my money? The historian, Mr. Clerica's chap. Perfect. I need you to get up to 7:45, yes. I will. Welcome to the Premium Grand. Allow us to help you with that. If I could get my check a little earlier this month. What? Why? Are you okay? Yeah, I could use the money. Yeah, look, Todd. I need you to get up to 7:45 right away. There's some kind of drunken woman up there acting crazily. And do me a favour, check out the penthouse. They had a not disturb sign since 2 p.m. yesterday. You still have your master key? No, I misplaced it. Take mine. 7:45 in the penthouse. Okay? And then we can talk about a check. Later, yes. Later, okay. Yeah, well, I'm here at Summit, so just... No, I was just... Get out of the way. Oh, sorry. Oh. Do I have to leave? Or could I just sit here for a second? Take your time. Can you hang out with me for a second? I hate men. I'll be out of here in an hour. Okay, if you need anything, my name is Todd. I hate voicemail. Hey, sis, it's me. Listen, I'm not annoying you. I just don't know if the money's right now. I know, I've promised you, but you have been some unfeeling circumstances. Going to get past it. Going to get you the money. And you'll be able, time machine. No, you lied to me. You lied to me the whole time. And you screwed both of us. No silence. No. No saying a word. Didn't want to hear it. Holy shit. This is when it happened. What it means, come on, Todd. Where the hell are you, Todd? I don't know. Have you checked out the penthouse? I mean, on my way. Esteres, Zimmerfield. Missing persons? Is homicide or something? Will either homicide has possible ties, ongoing probable ties, ongoing missing person case? Wait, what do you mean on something? It's strange in here. What are those burns? The guy in the bed was torn in half. The guy had his arm torn off. There are spark marks on the ceiling. So we're looking for like an animal or weapon. There are multiple bite marks on the ceiling. They say the noise only went on for 10 or 12 some seconds. Sim, what the hell does this 10 seconds, this in 10 seconds? Man was bitten in half. Bitten half? They say, you got a witness. Oh yeah. How big was his teeth? You have an idea when the key left your possession? No. I'll be honest, I don't know. It doesn't look great, Todd. Late to work, late getting to penthouse, no key. It all seems very, very confluent. Yeah, adding to me rising my eyebrow like that. See, I can't do it. Only Zimmerfield can. Security takes a badly scramble. Did we manage to pull this? Because you're vying at the penthouse. Is that your key? I don't think so. Wait, is he wearing a gorilla mask? You didn't? See anything straight weird this morning? Did you, Mr. Buzzman? Yes. No. Maybe. I don't know. Gave every possible response to that question in her brows. If I were you, I wouldn't leave town. Is there any way you could get the security footage? The 18th floor? That security footage was barely scrambled. Any particular reason you want that, Todd? Did something happen on the 18th floor? No, okay, no. You didn't touch anything that scene, did you, Todd? No. Don't leave town, I won't. Seriously, don't leave town. Okay. Todd, hey man, snap out of it. Yeah, sorry, what? They think it's connected to something bigger. What? Like the mob? No. While you were in there, did you see any kind of animal? Animal? No, they said they found paw prints. Paw prints? Good, no. Oh, so you're fired. Your involvement in all this is complicated. You can't fire me. I just opened a door. Well, some doors shouldn't be open. Okay. If there's any way you can give me my final check today as a type of severance? Well, it's the same day in termination. I have to delay the check. Same day? What do you mean the same day? Just happened today. Yesterday's the day is the same. Today is the day that it happened. Right. But any day that it wouldn't have happened would have been the day it happened. Listen, I need the money. Yes, but it's the same day in termination. It's always a day, right? Things happen when they happen. They happen immediately. That's what happening is means. That's what something's... When things happen, they don't happen. Right. Now, what are you going to get? Well, hiya. Whoa, stop it, Jesus. With that what the hell, man? You're the what the hell? No, me. What the hell? How did you get in here? A window, obviously. Do you attack anyone who comes... Anyone comes in here? Seems like a weird thing to do. You just can't break into my apartment. Well, clearly you can. I mean, I just did call the police. I'm trying to decide whether you're a clue or accomplice or assistant. Who are you? What is this? Have you noticed the acceleration of strangeness in your life of late? That's a series of intense and extraordinary events, which, as for now, have seemed unconnected. Reception of each being separately bizarre. Perhaps every day before now has, for the most part, been humdrum and inane. Your life is mundane and a varying slog. Though, through unfilling jobs, solo depression, boring sex. Well, it's suddenly today a big change and your life can swell with intense, interesting activity and system. I knew it. My name is Dirk Gently. I'm a detective. I live here now and, I'll be sleeping here tonight. A terrible assistant. Project Icarus. Leaving a building. What about the other guy? I don't know yet. What? What? It's hard to hear you through the comm in my ear. I'm not talking to you through the comm. I'm talking to you right to you. Got a shot. What do you mean you got a shot? Do I take the shot? Don't take the shot. Confirmed. Take a shot. What the hell are you doing? Are you endangering the whole goddamn operation? Shit. Hell, that just happened. Who are those guys? Plates came up military. Is the guy we're telling meeting up with another guy? Is he being tailed by the other people? I let everyone down. Stupid. I'm so bored. My sucks. Is it bad? I mean, it was a little better today. Maybe it'll keep getting better. Didn't you say it started out feeling better? A little bit at a time when it happened to you? Yeah, a little bit. But don't worry. I'm not getting my hopes up. When my Aunt Esther would have good days or bad days. Yeah, I just remember the bad days. Hey, I'm coming up tomorrow. The message said you don't have any money. Yeah, we'll figure that out, something out, okay? I'll figure it out. You seem stressed out. You think okay over there? Money, don't leave town. Also, you're fired. Hi, yeah. Everything's fine. Hurry up. I'm going as fast as I can, okay? Look, it's not easy doing this under pressure. Plus, I never worked with this kind of rigging before. Not like you're paying me that much anyway. Private property. No, stay away. No, somebody help me, please. Oh, God, no, please, Dirk Gently. You're a dead man. Whose? Who's Dirk Gently? You're not Dirk Gently? No. What? Are you kidding me right now? Then why did you run? You're Miss Sessi. Why didn't you just say I'm not Dirk Gently? Because you know who that is. Hi, what are you doing still doing here? What are you doing here? I live here. Right. But where are you going? Don't say you lost your job. No, I didn't say that, actually. How did you? Oh, I'm a detective in a case. Worked on that hotel where the murders took place. been all over the news, the people who still watch the news. You know, old people, me occasionally. Was I on TV? Would it be bad for you? If you were, none of your business. Maybe it is. No, it isn't. Where are you going? None of your business. You don't even know my business. Maybe I'm a cab driver. You said you were on a case. Maybe I have two jobs. Leave me alone. And maybe, no, where? My sister's house. Okay? Gonna give you a ride. What's the turn of this? You have some kind of magic car fixing robot? You don't know. A scene into your apartment. It's an hour away. Time, I laugh at concept. I can spend the whole day without even trying. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? Let's go. Where's me money? Better rent money. Careful, it's not my car. You paid me? No, Do I look like I'm to you? Do I look like you know much about how much you pay me? Shit. Go, Dirk. Make sure he comes back with the money. What? And we're going to bounce this case to crazy crimes unless we can turn something up. You let this to Lydia Spring. I mean, soon. Anyway. Found a kitten? The bloody no. But uniforms found a hole in the wall with a stairwell. Chased to the penthouse. Went straight through to the electrical system. Some kind of pulse blew it up the whole deal. What would that cause that lightning strike? Did that happen? Nope. We checked the lightning rods. They still have lightning rods? As long as they have lightning. Well, there was the securities in. Patrick Spring always rolled with bodyguards. He should talk to Farrah Black again. We got on the phone. Well, when Lydia first went missing. Right here. I already tried. No answer. Is it connected, Linda? It has to be, right? Rich girl gets to fight and her father. There's a week later, he's dead. Could be a coincidence. That would be ridiculous. Like a bite marks I'm seeing. A butt, what's the city? What did you get there? Been trying to find the monkey mask and the tapes. See if I can trace his progress in the room. But it seems like he knew where the cameras were. Or he's already staying in the hotel. I did find one thing of interest, though. Whose dog is that? Come on, relax, enjoy the ride. I can already tell we've got oodles in common. We both like eating, breathing. We both can walk. Listen, there's an ocean of commonalities here, Baltimore. Why does Damien know your name? Who? Oh, right, I was talking to you this morning. About you? What? Apartment building, originally. Fascinating place, history, that place. Also, who are you? A detective, a holistic detective. Before you ask, no, I'm not with the CIA. Am I holistic? I was a holistic detective. I'm very glad you asked me. And mister, what's your name? Todd. I'm very glad you asked me that, Todd. Term holistic refers to my convictions, my fundamental incorrectnesses. Of all things, which is pretty much rich things as finger pounder, telltale sign, pieces of pocket fluff and inane felt prints. Detective who finds don't find clues. It sounds, you know, inane. Saying, you see the solution to each problem, pattern the web of the whole, connections between causes and effects. And me, you know, with our rough already understanding of the physical world, might naturally have supposed, man, Jesus Christ, sorry, new car. Thought you said it wasn't your car. Does it mean it wasn't new? As good as you decided to come with me. I didn't decide anything. You said you'd kill me if I didn't come. You said it would be better to come with me than die. Oh, nice. We're going to stop for gas. But you don't need gas. We call it hunch. Hey, go up to the roof. Where can I see you till we get back? Roof? Doesn't this look suspicious? Ken, you're in a riot. Did you just kill someone? I'm an assassin. That's what I do. I kill people. You didn't notice? You were hired to come here. Now I'm a holistic assassin. A what holistic is a fundamental in connection of all things. Don't know your whole deal with sniper rifles, poison, or getting hired. I just kill whoever I feel like killing all day. If I killed them, they were my target. The connection between cause and effect is much more, you know, subtle than you would otherwise think. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. Things, they double up, they're parallel. Everything is chaos. They synchronize. It's like there's always something ready to mirror itself, like anything's endlessly turning inward. Don't get me wrong, but that just sounds like a murder spree. I never killed the wrong person. I've killed a lot of people, though. Get a car, see? You're already acting like an assistant. I'm just trying to be helpful. It's not what I came here to say. You know, I think, sort of think, you're more important this case. You realise, what case? You broke into my apartment. I mean, how do you even investigate anything? You don't use any investigational stuff. Interconnection, coincidence, and rarer, sexier conkydunk dinks. One side, I'm instantly connected to our specific case, and then we'll eventually solve the mystery, merely by just some kind of doing whatever. So then who told you to break into my apartment? No one has escaped the building for other reasons, which will now remain tangible. I've just had a hunch it might be important. Hey, and I was right. I found a very complete piece of evidence. Would you find nothing? But you just said, if it's connected, nothing is also connected. Don't run any more red lights, whatever keeps you saying, oh no, we should go, ring that bell. What's the round of hell? You said you were going to stay in the car, I've stayed though. What do you think? What do you think how it is no cop trained as a ninja by CIA? What? Sorry, this is I too, just go back in the car, Todd. You came, yeah, of course I came. What did you think would come? Who's this? It's Dirk Gently. Sorry, Dirk, hi. Sorry, I'm Amanda, hi. Don't say hello. Hey, Amanda, you're friends? No, yes, no. No, yes, no. Yeah, we're very good friends. Oh, a terrible asset friend. The death of billionaire Petrarol, Patrick Spring, and several others by animal attack rather than murder was initially reported. Unusual animal remains undisclosed at the time. Sources within the police department will neither confirm or deny the recent disappearance of Spring's daughter, Harris Lydia Spring, now missing for over 4 days. Do you have any friends who can come by just help you with this? Cleaning up? It's hard to keep friends when you can't go outside without worrying a gust of wind will knock you down. Better get out of the house anymore. Good. God, why don't you move back to with Mum and Dad? Maybe they can help you. You know, they're broke, Tom. I just would be a burden on them. A burden on everyone. What's wrong with you, exactly? A parabolitis. Oh, of course, what's that? Oh, yeah, I'm Dirk Gently. I'm a private detective. Don't look like a private detective. Well, no private detective looks like a private detective. That's one of the first rules of private detection. But if no private detective looks like a private detective, how does a private detective know what it is that he should look like? Nervous disease causes your brain to misinterpret in certain inputs. You actually have hallucinations that feel real. In most cases, very painful. So that means water on your hand could feel like fire. Breathing could feel like drowning. I'm sorry, it's terrible. So interesting, yeah. Makes it hard to not be scared all the time. Todd had it, and he got better. So I can eat it. So I just need to take my meds and eat healthy. So why do you stay in the house? What if disease is you? Why does it matter where you go, old Amanda? Do you want a jam? Yeah, of course, cool. But in a minute. Why are you doing this? I'm a case. Our own method of investigation. Looks like they know where they're going. So important. Are you not being identified as my friend? You felt the need to argue about it. You're the same person who has insulated himself to my life into moments of perspiration. Okay, well, I think you are the same person. You know, it's yourself in being my combination assistant, a very friend. But it's okay. There's not what's happening. I have a priming secretary in my sights. Huh? Well, I thought this would be clear. The rifle was necessary. Isn't necessary, yeah, but the men of Kinveskin, Panometer, said it would have to prevent our aggressive action against primary. But what the mission parameters? Said this is what we. Except that what? Not what you said. The gun went weird in my mouth, sir. It was just went weird. I made my tongue just really move and say wrong. Say wrong. What price did you sign you to me? Original. They said they didn't have the budget to the op. Okay, our goal is to serve and protect the primary, not to kill anyone. Right, understood. I got a shot. It's okay. Back off. Thank you. So you paid for the medication? I did. I changed. That was my last $300. Literally, no money. None. Don't understand. You lost your job. You got that nut Dorian chasing you around. Why give her all your money? Surely, these runs in my family. It was my house for five generations. Palabilitis. Yeah, right. How did you pay for treatment? You didn't see him. Yeah, I didn't see our parents. I was in college. There's more money back then. By the time I've covered my treatments, I've pretty much deleted their savings. It's good for you to help, but she's my sister. Every time I see her, she looks like me. Makes me think she makes babies. She can get better too. Why isn't there a chance she will, though? If it did, can we have a quiet, be quiet for a drive? Probably should have seen this coming. Like the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs. In no way could have known. But I'm not coming to get you, Linda. I'm coming to get you, okay? I'm coming to get you. What? Why? Just leave me alone. I live here, you know. What? Why do you think I was talking to Dorian? Do you hear or not hear my voice? I'm not from here. I'm from a totally different place, England. Screw this. Oh, shit. Hello. Why? That's mine. What do you want here? There. I need you to work with me. I want to discuss the case. What case? The death of Patrick Spring. The incident of Penniman Grand. I was hired to investigate by the victim. Patrick Spring, the rich guy. Wait. He's the one who died in the hotel. That's right. He hired me. Well, above my normal rate to investigate his normal death. A full 6 weeks before it even happened. I wouldn't have taken the case except, come on, animal tech. Say how guy predicted his own death. Pretty interesting stuff. And how I am involved in this. Any of this? You were there, There you happened. The use of key. The cases are connected. All cases are connected. Have you ever actually solved a case? Sure, tons. Well, some. Well, a few. It's a bit about sofa thing. With 4-4? Yes, he's not nearly as good as people say. Listen, Virk, you're not going to seem like a nice guy. Oh, not nice. You really seem like a guy, okay? Seem like a guy, but I can't do this. I'm not expecting, okay? Broke money won't be a problem for you to endure. How do you figure that? Now you are told you to work in the case. You're working the case. Verge to make it part of this. Whether you're an accomplice or not, you've got now by the part of the investigation. Well, who's going to pay me? You probably not, but you will investigate, even if you don't mean to. And you'll be constipated. Constipated. Even if you haven't technically earned it. Oh no, things are about to get ugly. Stay frosty. What's this, people? Pretty incubus. Shit. Oh, stupid. Put to bed. Whoa. I'm sick of games. No chess, no checkers. No mockery. What is this? What is happening? A rowdy three. Let go. There are four of them. I'm really, rightly aware. What are they after you, right? Come on, Dirk. Please go. Let's go. Bad news delivery. Hello? What the hell is this news shit? Dig D is going to take care of business. Listen, I'm a person of varied institutions, and you're wrong, very wrong. Also, rarely completely right. Nature of the situation is reality we're going to accept. Accept it? No, yes, doesn't matter. There are four men with basketball bats headed up the stairs, right near the wrecked wheel apartment. No, Todd, no. Please, I don't want to be part of this. Please, let's go. Please, ding dong. We're not professional, but before we turn out your face, I'll throw it into darkness. Have garbage everywhere. What's the television? I have enough of this shit. Jesus, you've got to be kidding. We've got eyes and a gun. We require backup. A 515 request backup. 515 rigidly rain. Dorian's going to kick your ass. Sit. Alpha is in danger. We'll leave. The lock and load, okay? Lockers, no. Everything I own, know why. What did you do that? Why did they do? What did they do to you? Come get, there's my rent, Todd. What did you guys do to this place? Who were those guys who think they would intimidate me? Just listen, it's too late. Nobody makes a fool out of me. Well, you think I'm stupid? Tell me you have some kind of way out of this. I'm sorry, I'm very good at getting into situations. I often found I have more trouble getting out of them, Dirk. Shut up, just shut up. I know what you did. I warn you, fly by, you thievy mother. Stop, shots out, shouts. Fired. Let's go. Let's do. Move out. Whoa. Freeze. Drop the gun. No, you drop the gun. Freeze. Drop it. If I drop your weapon, drop it. Freeze, what's going on? You okay? Find me, I'm right here. What now? You free to go, you are not for now. Really, death looks like an accident for good. And now, good news. Exactly up by surveillance on Dorian Osmond's house. They did? Okay, why? Apparently, he sold a really incredible amount of jewels to an astonishing number of people. No, I'm not suspecting anything. You're a suspicion of interest, apparently. Even though you're not necessarily a pretty interesting person. That feels uncomfortably rude. Necessarily rude. Police would determine the proper levels of enthusiasm towards a man. They connected to four dead bodies in two separate cases. You do not leave town. Order is still in effect. Do not leave town. Hey, you're not supposed to be down there. Here, Helmo Perugius? Oh, yes. Did you find a kitten? What? A penthouse? Did you find a kitten? Kitten, look, I don't know what you're talking about. Well done, down there, Ed. Down here, Ed. You sure you did not see a kitten? Crap. They let me get out, too. Must have been the CIA. Always getting me out of things. He didn't even mention bloody Drowdy Free. I guess the CIA told him to not to make which show. Shut up, I don't care. Go away. Need a ride? Somebody died tonight. They died right in front of us. It doesn't bother you? I think it might bother me later. But unless something. Do you know why Dorian wanted to rent? Because he's crazy. No, because I stole it from him. Hey, what? I was afraid because I knew the man needed romance. I didn't think he'd be able to get an advance to the hotel. So I paid him in cash. I snuck back around his house. It wasn't there. I stole it back. I thought he was too cracked out to notice. He did notice. He wouldn't let it go. Now he's dead. But to be honest, that seems practical to me. Practical? He shot himself in the head. Are you okay? Right, I'm nothing. I have nothing. I don't have a appointment. Zero money. I have no prospects. Homeless. Living a lie. And a suspect of multiple homicides. Well, when you get it like that, it's pretty bad. But you've got a case to solve. The worst in Wagale. You murdered a father. Daddy, some pieces falling in place. I'm not your Watson or someone. I'm not available for psychicking or something I'm not involved with. I'm a messed up person. Well, messed up problems. Now just shut up. Never shut up. Stop. Stop. Shut up. Stop. You can be making choices out of desperation for too long. But this match is obvious. You're backing yourself into a corner. Back the Brighton. Great pattern. Take control of your life, Todd. It isn't you take control, it's the things will happen. Guarantee it. You know what? No. Don't want to hear all that from you right now. Keep the hallmark card. Stop the bus. Stop the bus. You're a dog. Brought the dress. Was on the tag. Come here, thanks. Yeah, that's postman. You're going to pick another winner tonight. That's right. Every moment is eternity. Every second is a chance to change your life. Ah, this is your big opportunity. Every choice is a new beginning. All decisions in life can have bigger consequences. It's never too late. There's a chance to fix everything. Now announcing tonight's 10,000 midnight pick. The winning numbers are 7451501. You're never gonna get anything you want in the West World. First things first, get what you deserve. Again, when I was 21 years old, and my mum and dad were begging me to go, so I left a note and went and hit the road. Me and Chris, all that stuff I owned.